Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and thank you so much for joining us. Of course, I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker, and we're going to be doing some wonderful readings on the show today, as well as talking a little bit about renewing your energy via your master number and other methods. I'm sure we have a couple of callers in the queue, 480 and 203. Good morning. We will be with you shortly, but of course we have our discussion prior to taking calls, so just hang on. Want to let everybody know once again how to stay connected with us. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button under our profile name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. You may also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. There are two Facebook sites. One is a fan page and one is a friend page. So either place will be wonderful if you can. Click like on the fan page or send a friend request via the friend page, we would really appreciate it. We love your support. And, of course, Neil's books are available on Amazon.com. That link is also found under our profile here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you can reach Neil directly at 562-596-7818. Should we talk about Burl Ives first?
I thought we could channel Burl. You know, I was thinking about channeling Burl Ives. That's funny. I was thinking about channeling him about a half hour ago.
You're kidding.
No, I really was. And then I thought we could play one of his songs in the background to act like he really came in and he was talking to us. And still singing some of his wonderful Christmas songs.
I know that you love them very much.
Yeah, I had the privilege of actually playing golf. I was Burl Ives he was an actor and a singer. Not too many people probably know about him, but I used to work at a golf course in Oregon, and it was a rainy day on the golf course, and lo and behold, this guy comes up to me in the rain with his wife, and it was Burl Ives. And it was only a 9-hole golf course, but you know, fairly good size range there. And I was his caddy in the rain because I was a groundskeeper there, and here I was Burl Ives' caddy while he hit balls in the rain and went on a 9-hole golf. We were the only ones on the golf course because it was stormy, and I had to be there because I had to work there, but there was Burl Ives, and I was his caddy, and it was like surreal, but it was undoubtedly him. And he got done with the 9 holes and tipped me and went on his way with his wife, and that was the end of it. I thought I was dreaming. I mean, it was like something out of an After Hours of Martin Scorsese film. You know, where did that come from? And he didn't really talk to me that much. He wouldn't answer too many of my questions.
Why, you were peppering him
with
questions?
Yeah, he said he was too busy concentrating on his golf game. But Burl Ives, a funny character. Yeah, I've often tried to channel him, actually.
Well, didn't he appear to you in a dream the other night?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was singing.
Yeah, he was singing that ridiculous song,
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Kiss her once for me. I don't know, maybe he was amused once he crossed over about our encounter, so he's teasing me. But Burl Ives. Also a great actor. He was a very dramatic actor, starred in a couple of Tennessee Williams. I think he played Big Daddy in one of the Tennessee Williams movies, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. And quite a talented man, aside from being a folk singer. Back in the day that he was...
Back in the day. One of your favorite expressions.
But wouldn't it be fun to have... I once had a group of producers try to... They wanted on Halloween me to channel Betty Davis at a house where she actually lived. It was a hotel, and she was there, as I recall. And they wanted me to channel her on a Halloween evening.
Mm-hmm.
These were the producers of a TV show called House that was just beginning at the time.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know, channeling actors and actresses, it's more of a cliche in a dream world than, you know, people be very suspicious of people who say, oh, we channeled, you know, so-and-so.
Audrey Hepburn,
Elizabeth Taylor, and she says to say hello. I mean, it's just, I didn't get Betty Davis, but I did get a lot of readings that day. I did a lot of readings on people that day. Kept them amused. But Betty Davis...
I know. Well, I love that story. Obviously, you're not going to tell it today on the radio, but maybe I can twist your arm into telling the story about that, because I love hearing it. I might have you do that after the show, actually. But we do have to get on to our topic at hand and to our reading. So let's...
A much more familiar territory than trying to go out into the astral realm to find actors and actresses to talk to. And that is the region of our own body, where we have our major chakra centers. And really, when we talk about chakras, we're talking about the specialized energy transformers, which take in subtle energy and distribute it to the major glands and nerve centers and organs of the body. And we get into the concept of the kundalini and things like this. But when we are looking at our chakra systems of our body, and I think for those of you who know what chakras are, you're with me. If you don't know, you should look them up and study them a little bit, because they are within our bodies. They are part of our physical/soul energies. And they do have a certain aspect of consciousness that is equipped to deal with the emotions, and it affects the flow of energy through the centers of the chakras. And this is actually a subtle way to get in touch not only with your higher self, but your guide, and ultimately, if you want to know the truth, God. I think that there's, you know, they just did a study in the LA Times about is there a part of the brain that has a God consciousness? Is there actually a part of the brain that is developed enough to where we can get in contact with God and be conscious of God? They're relating the brain to animals, that animals have hierarchies and systems of levels of energy, but we don't, as far as we know, animals are not aware of religion, and they're not aware of spirituality, and they're not aware of God. And they say that they're doing a study now where is that part of the brain that we actually, maybe God put it there in our brain, that connects to the concept of God, to where it even came into existence, because I think human beings are unique in that respect. Well, that energy, of course, is going to be in probably the sixth to seventh chakra, that houses our crown chakra. And that's going to be in the development of our brain, the gray matter, the frontal part of the brain, where it's more highly developed than the primitive side. Although that's not to say that the primitive back brain doesn't hold some concept of a higher being, because we know from caveman days, the drawings and the rituals that they did, there seemed to be an existence of a higher energy.
Right. People think that there was alien activity going on with those higher, in terms of higher energies.
Yeah, exactly. And so when we talk about, you know, how do we alter our, let's look at our birth dates. Our birth dates also hold within them different themes. Most of our birth dates are not in random order. You know, they're not random order like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Would not and couldn't be, because everybody would be born the same day and year, starting with 1-1-1. So we have this we have a random order of birth dates. Now, some people will say, well, they've been situated as astrological symbols or the months, and that's all kind of man-made stuff, the way that we've created our months, which, and you know, our months, I'm going on these tangents, but our months are basically built from primitive religion, occult religion.
Oh, yeah, the names of the months.
The names of the months are from mythology. And ultimately, the church altered the terminology of the month and even altered the time scheme of the year, because January was not originally the first month of the calendar. Mm-hmm. And January came from Janus, which was the two-headed god that saw both in both directions, past and present. So a lot of our months are taken actually from mythology, and so very primitive energy taken from different gods and things like that. Well, that's all man-made stuff. But in terms of the number system, we've created a number system in our birth date, and that number system is actually a secret code. So we don't usually consider our birth date as being a secret code. And in numerology, that's exactly what it is. And we can go back and define what the numbers are in our birth date over and over again. We can relate them to, one, to chakras. We can relate them to different energy sources. We can relate them to months. We can relate them to the symbolism of what a number is, meaning that one is actually the number of Adam. Two is the number of Eve. Because it's
male,
two.
Feminine, yeah.
Odd numbers are considered masculine. Even numbers are considered feminine.
Even though the three is related to moon energy, so a master number three would be more feminine in nature, and a four would be more masculine because it relates to the sun. That's the contradiction there. I just wanted to point it out.
On the astrological level, three is moon, four is earth.
And would you, if we're talking about master numbers, three and four, 34, would be a balance of feminine three and masculine four, however.
Creating a spiritual seven.
Yeah.
Because you can actually go into a birth date and keep redefining it. Now, I know we don't have a lot of time, and we're going to get to our callers very, very shortly.
Very shortly, callers.
But when you, one thing I'd like to say, to get this idea down, look at your birth date and look at the highest number in your birth date, whether it's an 8 or a 9 or a 7, and look at where it's situated. Is it in the month? Is it in the day? Is it in the year? And because that's the highest peak of your energy. And you've got to determine it, and we're going to be talking about this in our book too, but you've got to determine where that highest number is on your birth date, and then define what surrounds it. Is it surrounded by a one or a two, or is it coupled between two numbers? Is it the beginning of your birth date? Is it the end of your birth date?
What if it appears twice, that high number?
And that number appearing twice could mean possibly a karmic situation with the higher number and or a transcendent situation. That highest number is the peak of how high you can actually achieve your energy in life. And when we talk about the chakra system, of course, we're talking about breathing and subtle energies and getting into the habit of understanding how to get those particular chakras moving and motivated, because they each hold different themes. Our base chakras are going to hold more of the earth energy and land, and the second chakra is going to be more sexual in content and relationships and so on and so forth. So you want to know what your birth date number is, what the birth date numbers are in your birth date code, and start connecting them to chakras and utilize that energy therein. We're going to, of course, get in more detail of this in our book when we're going to discuss it in a very detail. It's going to take chapters to describe this. But when we're on the air and we're just talking about the element of how to get in touch with your energy fields, what's the topic of the show again?
It's renewing your energy.
Renewing your energy. Because the concept is, what you want to do is try to align the numbers in your birth date to arrange them in a systematic order. So that if you're like 9, 1, 2,
you mean
84.
To reverse, like numerically from lowest to highest, for instance. So you can build on those lower numbers and reach your higher energy.
Now, how do you do that? I mean, that's easier said than done. And we're not going to describe on how that is done on the air today. But the alignment of numbers is very, very important in terms of how to align your energy, or else you're going to be skipping around. And that really can't be done until you get very skilled at how to work with each chakra and be able to jump from one to another without getting too confused over the energy. But like I said, it's the original awareness of that there is a universe inside of you, and it does grow in gradual stages from the first, second, third, fourth, up to the seventh chakra of the immediate body. And what you want to do is look at each chakra and decide what issues you have in those chakras. Because if you're having earth issues, land issues, real estate issues, home issues, that's going to be considered your first chakra.
Right.
Relationship issues, you know, people ask us on the radio about relationships, that's going to be your second chakra. And those energies now are going to be related to where that number two is in the birthday code.
Okay.
If you should have a two in your birthday code.
Right. Well, that's a good start for people, and I don't want to reveal too much about, you know, obviously the book's going to go into great detail, detail we can't even reach on the show, but we've got several callers, and it'll be a cliffhanger for people. Okay, so let me let everybody know what the order is today, so we make sure that we get to each one of you. 480 is first, then 203, then 540, and then 402. So that is our order of callers, and we're going to get to everybody. Let me bring on the first, 480. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Got a question. Going into 2015, I'm kind of looking to make a career change. And I'm tossed around the idea of, you know, like financial planning, real estate, and then maybe a couple different facets under the real estate umbrella. And just kind of want to get some insight in what you might think.
Uh-huh. And your birth date?
5/29/70.
And I know we've spoken with you before. Where is your location, Mike?
I'm currently in Arizona. Yeah, it's been probably about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to reference that we've had a conversation with you. 1626. Okay, Neil?
I got it.
Added everything up. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting a lot of...
Hello?
Mike, can you hear me?
Now we can.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of interference. I just heard a plane pass overhead. I mean, the interference is pretty bad, so it's hard for me to do a reading with all that noise going on. You might want to try to cut down on the noise so I can answer
Seems
your question
a little quieter
for you.
Right now.
Yeah,
if you
now
can
it's
keep
better.
It at that level, that would be good.
Mike, I'm seeing two properties around you. In terms of 2015, I'm seeing two properties around you, okay? So I don't know, do you own, or just say yes or no, do you own any property as we speak? Mike? Mike?
Yeah, I'm here. I put you on mute while you're talking, and then I unmuted myself to jump on because, unfortunately, in Tempe on the bike path that I'm on, apparently the airport's really close. My apologies.
You're talking. It sounds like I'm talking to you from the Apollo 13. You're. It's like I'm at NASA and I'm listening to you through from outer space.
So, do you own properties, Mike? We didn't get your answer. Like a razor cutting through the waves. You do not own properties.
I do not own property.
Oh, well, Mike, I'm seeing two. You're going to be owning two properties. So something's coming up, Mike. You're going to own two properties. Now, you're 44 years old. I don't know what's taking you so long, but you're going to own. Have you ever owned any properties?
I have not.
But he's talking about real estate, inquiring about real estate being
a
possible career. I don't know. What kind of work are you in now, Mike?
Well, I was in commercial finance and investments, and you know, a few big deals kind of fell by the wayside, and I quickly lost my passion after putting several years into it.
Mm. Well, you know, you have a little bit of trouble in the Earth zone, but what are you, I don't recall this. You want to be a real estate agent?
Well, he said finance, real estate. He's looking at a number of options, I think, for a new career path, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, Mike, there, you know, for 2015, this could be the starting stage ultimately as we move forward in time where you're going to be obtaining two properties. Have you ever even in your mind thought about, are you able to qualify to buy property? Are you at all qualified?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's just that I never knew where I wanted to call home until I moved to Arizona.
Okay, now in Arizona, I see two fixer-uppers. I see two properties you're going to purchase, and you might be able to turn them over and make some money. You know, but that's what I'm seeing. So for 2015, you've got to start thinking about two. I would say to start off the ball by looking at two fixer-uppers, two properties you can purchase, maybe roll over. That's what I'm looking at right now to answer your question on the radio.
So you're saying a more of a real estate type of career path.
That's
for
what
him.
I'm getting right now.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about doing that, Mike?
It's I've watched the shows and so forth and kind of seen how they kind of go about it, and it's always been again, it seems like that's where the new streamline of wealth is coming from after the crash. So it seems like that's definitely an option.
Yeah, what I would do if I were you, Mike, is I would start to investigate the purchase of two fixer-uppers, really look hard at how much time it's going to take to do that, and study the process really well. But that's what I'm seeing, in this brief reading to start you off on 2015. And you'll make some money, and then from there it will grow. But, you know, you really have to do a good investigative work in terms of getting the right properties for you to purchase, because some of that's going to be karmic, too. The properties you buy are going to have some connection to you, so you want to make sure you buy the right properties. But there's going to be two of them.
All right. Well, that's a good start for you, Mike.
That is. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, didn't it sound like he was from didn't it sound like we were talking to him from a...
Oh, gosh, it was like a very sharp edge to the sound, so I was plugging my ears. I could still hear him, but, you know, trying to minimize that because it kind of hurt to listen to.
It
was a very pointed tone. Okay, 203. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Shante.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Shante.
S-H-A-N-T-E?
O-N-T-E.
Oh, S-H-O-N-T-E. Welcome to the show, Shante. You're very soft-spoken. What's your birth date and location, please?
12-18-88 in Connecticut.
Connecticut, yeah, I recognize that area code. Well, hi, I don't think we've spoken with you before. 12, have we? 12, 22?
I don't remember speaking to you, but, you know, my memory isn't that.
No.
What's
your question, Shante?
I'm actually wanted to know when I'll be able to meet my ideal partner and start a relationship with that person.
You want to know about
the relationship with somebody?
With your partner?
No, I'd like to find or meet my ideal partner.
Oh, you want to meet somebody.
You want to meet somebody.
Yeah. Let me see if I'm getting this up right. 3, 4,
30.
12.
Well, Shante,
I'm just not adding right for some reason. Go ahead.
Shante, your master number does equate to relationships because your master number is 2. And as we were talking before earlier in the show, that's related to the second chakra, which is the sexual reproductive chakra, which is right the chakra that involves itself in relationships. Now, you're 26 years old, and you do have a journey between 26 and 38 to get through, but I'm not, that is not as concerning to me as the fact that at the age of 26, which is actually 13 cycles of your master number two, we've got probably an area because you're born on 12 and then a 1, that's in that 13 when you add it together. We're probably looking at a relationship coming up this year that could be considered, you know, the idea that you found your mate, the one that really is important to you. Well, I'm telling you, that could happen this year. That's possible at the age of 26. This year it could happen. There might have been, to gauge this person coming in, you might want to step back in time and look at the relationship you had or one of the relationships you had that would have been 2 to 3 years in duration. Now, did you actually have any past relationships that lasted about between two and three years? Have you had any of those yet?
I didn't really consider a relationship, but yes, it was like 2 to 3 years.
Uh-huh. Where you were involved with somebody.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a formal relationship, but you were involved with somebody for about that long. Okay, so what we're looking at, Shante, is what's coming up this year. You could actually find this person that you've been searching for or maybe that you're questing for, and I feel that that may happen this year. Now, the idea behind you meeting this person has something to do with communication, meaning that they or you may be in the field of communication. That could even mean that somewhere, even in your life, you did something in the attitude of communication, even if it was phone work. I don't care what it is, anything that involved the theme of communication. Have you ever held a job that where communication was important, you know, working for the phone company? I don't care what it is, but I'd have to designate a specific theme of communication. Have you ever had any jobs?
I'm not working right now, but the next jobs that I'll be looking into will be more towards healthcare.
Healthcare?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, healthcare, you're not looking yet, and healthcare is in the future. I just wanted to know in the last decade, from the age of 16 to 26, did you ever have a job where you worked on the telephone or answered anything or anything like that?
No, I've done daycare work in factory.
Okay, you're more in the area of healthcare, daycare. So you're more in that element. So this person that I'm seeing is the one that has to do with communication. They might have a bachelor's in communication, but they have something to do with communications. So I had to decide if it was you or the other person, this person you're looking for, who is involved in communications. You're involved in daycare, so it's got to be the other person. So they're in some sort of mass communication work. That would be the first sign for you to look for when you're, if you should encounter this person and you feel like, wow, I wonder if this person is the one that Neil was talking about, try to see from questioning the person if they were ever held a job in communication. And that could be, Shante, that could be very liberally defined. So, you know, it doesn't have to be that they were a broadcaster or anything like that. Maybe they had maybe they were a journalist. That's communication, writing. Communication. So you'd want to look at that first in relation to this person coming in, which I feel could even be this year.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, that's just the first step. The first step. So to answer your question, yes, maybe this year, and the person that would be of interest to you would have been involved in communications.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Shante. Thank you. 562-596-7818. Boy, those first two callers are quite contrasting.
Yeah, one was too loud and the other one was very soft-spoken. But,
very quiet.
You know, healthcare, she's very soft-spoken. That can be
a good asset in
nice
that field.
Because people like, you know, that's nice quality
it is.
In healthcare to have.
Okay, Neil, we have 30 minutes and two callers, so lots of time. We might get some more, but I just wanted to let you know that we have a little bit of flexibility here with these next two individuals. Let's see who this is. 540.
Yes, hello. My name is Eric, and my birthday is September 15th, 1975, and I live in Virginia.
All right. And Eric, is it how do you spell your name?
E-R-I-C.
Okay, that's what I got. And you're from Virginia. I don't think, have we spoken with you? 25.
Yes, it's been several months, I believe.
Okay. All right. I don't remember you for some reason, which is odd. 3710-1, is that what you said?
Yeah. 3710-1
okay.
From Virginia.
From Virginia. Eric, what brings you to our show today?
I'm currently looking for a new job, and I was wondering if Neil might see whether I might find a job in my area, hopefully soon.
All right.
Well, let me ask you, let me go back in time for a minute, Eric, and from there calculate something. First of all, I'm going to ask you two questions. One, did you ever hold a job for 3 years where you were either let go or dismissed, either voluntarily left or dismissed, in other words, being fired or let go?
I was let go from a job in 2003, after 3 years, exactly.
Yeah, That's what I'm picking up on, Eric. But I'm going to use that calculation, that psychic calculation where there's a validation, to now move forward and start to feel the energy of what's coming up. Yeah, you're getting a job, but there's going to be one within your area. And what I mean by within your area, right now my rough guess in pencil would be somewhere within 25 miles of your current residence. Are there job opportunities that you know of within 25-mile radius of where your current location is?
Yes, and in fact, I don't live too far from a university that's highly tech-oriented, and I'm in the software industry. So that's my first expectation for opportunities, but there's also a larger city that's within 25 miles.
And how far away is the university, within 8?
Yeah, it's about probably 8 miles approximately away, I'd say.
Yeah, okay, so we're getting the right calculations on the radio today. I've got the job, 3 years, you let go. I've got a radius of 25 miles, which is the larger city, 8 miles with the university. I'm sensing that you might, I don't know, it's right now it's a toss of the coin between the city job or the university. I think if I were directing this, I would probably try to compel you to work at the university since it's closer. And I feel that there's some purpose there for you. So you might have some sounding energy karmically with the university that might be important. And let me ask you something, Eric. Just say yes or no. Did you ever pursue a degree beyond high school? Yes or no?
Yes.
And during the pursuit of that degree, did you have to, in the midst of it, stop pursuing it and then go back to it? If you did go back to it, was there ever a break, or did you get a direct 4-year degree?
Yes, there was a break.
Yeah, that's what I'm sensing. So
I just with the university, there's jobs available at the university. There's also a corporate research center sponsored by the university that's technically not part of the university. So there's opportunities in both places.
Oh, okay, that's fine. But there is a general idea that there are two separate zones we're working with. The job in the city, 25 miles away, and some job related to the university within the 8 mile. And I'm dealing with 8 mile scenario. And then that's what I think, what I'm trying to maybe energize for you today on the radio. I'm trying to create an energy field where maybe by the sheer serendipitous nature of our discussion, we can create a zone where you'll be working at the university within a matter of a very short period of time. So that's where I'm, or some related area in that theme. The university theme means the 8 mile theme. And so in lieu of your specifications, I'm still deciding that that's where we're going to go. And there's something to do with codes. I don't know if you've ever worked with codes or deciphered codes or in the software environment, you have to work with a code, but I'm getting a lot of codes around you. Maybe you have an interest in codes. Maybe you like to break codes or you work with numbers. I don't know, but I'm getting a lot of codes around you. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. I've been a software engineer professionally, and that would make sense that I would work with codes.
Okay, because I'm not a software person. I'm just not there. I don't have any talent there, and my interests don't connect to software. But
yeah, Neil doesn't even use a computer. He doesn't email, nothing. But okay,
no,
go
Kristen
ahead.
Does all that for me, and she's very good at it. But I don't go there, so I rely on her for that. But
it doesn't take a great talent to email. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm not
you
a
know,
software person either. I'm
if
not a
I turn the computer
person.
On, I hear the Rocky theme. I think, Eric, we're looking at that area. And maybe I'll just throw it out there that you have a job before or by February. So keep working in that area. There seems to be maybe somebody you know in that area already that might be part of the process of helping you find somebody, even if their connection is very brief and subtle. Do you know anybody in that area as we speak? If you know what the radius we're talking about, do you know anybody over there now, or are you just going cold turkey on it here?
Yeah, I have some leads. I know some people. In fact, the job that you kind of alluded to that I was let go from 3 years ago, there was a CEO from that company who was also let go that's now the head of a local office of a larger company, and that's sort of a lead I've been working in the past, recently.
Now, so why don't you follow my brief connection with you on the radio today, follow through on what you've heard me say, and keep the energy strong. I will remember you and keep it going for you as well, and maybe you can call me back on the radio and we have a success story. But that's where I think we should aim right now in relation to your question.
Okay. I really appreciate your help with that matter.
You're welcome, Eric.
Okay, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. And Eric can reach you 562-596-7818. He can join us on Facebook, Twitter, blah, 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 blah.
Universities are interesting. You and I are dealing with a university-related, we won't go into detail, but we're dealing with a university-related topic with a client who is having trouble with the university. You know who I'm talking about, the one that's having all the trouble. Feels like their university.
Oh, yeah.
But
don't
we aren't going to say anything of any detail. But universities are interesting in terms of the karmic energy of a university. And so whenever I deal with any university topic, I'm looking at the karmic content of that, the background of that. As much as I respect universities, I hold a degree myself, so of course, universities, any place where there's a form and an element of knowledge, whether it's a university or a library or a center, the museum, these are very captivating areas for me. And so what we look at when I'm dealing with somebody who's trying to connect to a university, I have to look at the tribal zone of that energy, because there sometimes is a tribal past life connection that an individual has with a major intellectual or knowledgeable institution. And so you can kind of calculate that. In Eric's numbers, he's got very high numbers going on. They do descend in order, 91575. You see how they descend in order.
Mm-hmm.
The fives are repeated, and there's a seven in there. But the nine holds a certain power on a karmic level.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone born in the ninth month, there is a certain significant power that's held throughout a person's lifetime. It just happens to be one of the lucky months. And that power can be good or bad. It can be very light or very dark. But it is very intense. 9 month energies usually hold. Look at 9 months. It's the creation of life. 9 month energies are usually a very strong energy field. They all hold energy, but I think that in this context, and five would be more intellectual. And he's got a five in there. So, you know, in further detail, you'd look at the address of the university and go through other number systems, but it just wasn't time for that.
Yeah. When I was in college, I had terrible time with the financial department. I had made major errors, so probably a karmic issue there.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have, yeah, sure. Some people have problems with their diploma, with the professor. Some people suffer accidents on the university campus. I mean, every environment holds a karma and a story.
Well, it was all resolved, I want to say that. But, yeah, when you encounter difficulties in that type of processing, it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can be, you know. There's karma in any area we go into. But assuming that, you know, in Eric's case, he's 39, so he's 2 years past one of his immediate zones of karma, 37. So, yeah.
Certainly worse to have an accident on campus, though, than it is to deal with some other issues you might encounter in a karmic level, you know.
Yeah, university activity is very, very, can be very interesting. You know, when we had the protests in the 60s and the University of Davis and things like that, the shooting that was involved, it's interesting when you just study the energy of a university.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm all about learning. I like, you know, being in a process of education. So I'm fascinated with universities, libraries, and the activities that go on there. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting topic, Neil, but we've got another caller.
Okay.
So we're going to bring them on, 402. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
who's this?
Hey, this is Sharon. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hey, Sharon.
We talked a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
165.
You're really great.
Is that 965? No.
What?
Give me your birth date again, please. Hello?
Yes.
What's your birth date, please?
I thought
please,
you were getting 831-57.
Okay, yeah, because we didn't have, I had another Sharon looking at, and it was a different Sharon. I knew that when I started repeating the birth date I saw. Okay. Hi, Sharon. 12.
Hi.
Okay, what's your question today?
67 to 57.
Well, yes.
Is it 57 or 67? Sharon, what year?
67?
57.
5-7. Okay,
oh,
I had 5-7. Okay, go ahead with your question. Sorry for the confusion, Sharon. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
That's okay. I've been going through a lot with someone stalking me, and last night they were in the house.
We emailed, right? You and I emailed?
I do not have an email. They've cut off my email.
Yeah, but did we email on Facebook?
No. If somebody emailed you from me, it wasn't me.
What?
Yep. Yeah, they've cloned all my stuff.
You're kidding. Oh, no. Uh-oh. That makes me really nervous.
I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. It's not your fault. But I accepted a friend request from somebody by your name. And they emailed me.
Yeah.
And they discussed your issue. Do you remember this? And they requested, and I emailed them back, and they deleted. But I'm just wondering if them cloning you could affect our account in any way. But anyway, let's get to your question. I apologize. That is very odd.
I'm sorry. Well, they were in here last night, okay? I heard them coming out of my bedroom upstairs. I've been sleeping downstairs. And my dog and I both heard them. And they were coming down the stairs, and I was looking. We both were looking. And I saw them coming around the stair, and then they saw that my head was up, so they ducked back onto the stair. And I kind of got, looked like they had like shoulder length hair, and actually got the impression of a gi, like a karate gi for clothing, but I don't know what they had on because the way the light was, it was just a shadow. And I was wondering if you could pick up any energy from them to find out what's their deal or why they're doing it.
Well, what do you mean? I'm trying to refresh my memory, Sharon, and also trying to figure out why you feel someone stalking you. Why would anyone want to stalk you?
Well, I've got several. There's several reasons. I guess it's called gaslighting. I just found out from a private investigator that sometimes big corporations will hire people to try to make you crazy and to discredit you.
What job capacity do you work in? What's your job description?
I'm disabled, but I don't get any. I'm not on disability. In fact, I have no income at all. My mom's been helping me, but this. My homeowners association has been fighting with me for 30 years, and my daughter was able to prove that they were defrauding everybody. So that's one of the people involved. But there's something having to do with more serious issue. But I was
so
hoping
not,
that maybe you could.
You're not at liberty to maybe it isn't wise to discuss the more serious issue
on the air.
So I appreciate that. I am sensitive to that. So you want to know about this element of stalking. But, you know, I don't know if on the air this is an appropriate platform to go into those kinds of details, Sharon.
I guess I just don't have any other way, you know.
Well, I just want to interject here for a moment. I don't know if I should even read the email I received, but I received emails, like I said, a friend request on here, and then a deletion. It was very odd. And there was more details in the email is what I'm saying, but I'm not going to, I guess I won't reveal myself.
Okay.
But
she can feel free to call us.
Yeah, you can give us a call.
For something like this of this nature with stalking, and there's a possibility that somebody may have been in your house and you want information, I don't think the radio is an appropriate place to discuss these things.
Okay.
But you can call me and we can go into further analysis with this.
Yeah, I'll try. They block a lot of my calls, so I can't always call.
Right, but you got through to the show.
Yeah, I did. You know, Sharon, I would have to ship through what's really real here and what's legitimate from I guess someone who feels like they're being stalked.
It's legitimate, okay? I have had a lot of evidence. And like I said, I saw him last night, and my son was murdered here, and
that's what the email
covered
said.
Up.
That's what the email. Yeah.
Well, then, you know, this is a pretty serious matter, and I would be willing to discuss it further with you, but I don't think I don't know if on the radio this is an appropriate channel or platform for something
right.
like.
Right. Well, as you can see, I couldn't do it. I couldn't. They stopped me from doing Facebook, so I'll have.
So you don't have a Facebook account? I mean, my question is, you don't have a Facebook account?
Yes, I do.
You do have a Facebook account.
Right, but it's hacked, so you don't want them getting into yours.
So do you think they could have gotten into our, I mean, I don't know, like if I accepted a friend request from somebody that, you know, if you didn't send it.
That must have been me. But they said
that
you said they deleted it, so I wasn't able to.
We were I mean, what happened was I got a friend request and I received an email, and then the email I responded to, and I, you know, basically said the same thing Neil's saying to you, you know, this is probably a better conversation for phone, and then we got deleted. Whoever sent the first request by your account, so we were deleted. Well, that's weird. I mean, and then so I don't know. You know, my confusion is.
You know, I don't either. I can't get through to certain people.
And then if someone
like,
email that wasn't you, then I'm thinking, oh well, is someone listening to the radio show? I mean, it's just a little odd.
Well,
right.
You know, Sharon, I think it's a topic that's a little bit too sensitive for a radio discussion. Like I said, if you want, you can call me.
Definitely give us a call.
But I'd rather refrain from discussing this topic, especially with areas of stalking and things like that. So at best, if we opened up any further interaction that we did it.
Right. I'm sorry. I really wasn't going to go into this much detail. I just kind of was hoping that you would pick up on the person that was in my house last night.
Yeah, I don't even want to do that on a radio show. Not in this context. It's not the right place for it.
Okay.
So we'd have to, you know, do that in a more private setting. But you know, I wish I'll put out as much protection as I can over you, and I respect everything you're saying, so I'm not meaning to challenge anything that you're experiencing. I just have to kind of go through my own approach to decide how to situate your situation and give you the best accurate answer.
Yes, Sharon, the number is 562-596-7818. You're always welcome to give a call after the show, and we can go into a little bit more detail via that channel.
Okay, honey.
Okay, thank you so
much.
Okay, take care. We've got another caller, Neil, and I'm going to bring them on. 216. Good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Hi. Good. How are you? Who's this?
This is Desmond calling from Cleveland.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Desmond?
Yes, Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Desmond. What's your birthday?
Hey. 12/16/71.
Okay. Well, your voice sounds young. I thought he was like going to be 71.
28.
Not that 1971 isn't old by any chance. Like, you know, you're in your 20s, maybe. 3/4. What is he?
He's 28.
10/1. Yeah, that's right. Desmond, what's your question for us today?
What do you see for me for 2015?
All right.
For 2015. Well, Desmond, do you know anyone, or were you ever a friend or had an acquaintance with anyone in the law agency, police enforcement agency, criminal investigations? I mean, did you ever know anyone who had an interest or an occupation in that field?
My brother, yeah.
Oh.
What does your brother do?
There you go.
He's a retired police officer. So now he still does police work, but he just retired as a official police officer. So yeah, he went to school for criminal, you know, background and stuff. And then after he graduated, he became a police officer. So that's probably that. And my best friend's mother is a police officer also. So
okay, well, you know what? That's a nice validation for me, and I'm putting it on the positive side. So I think this is going to be a good year for you.
Mm.
Because of those validations, you know, your brother. Because when I was hearing your voice and just listening to the vibration of your energy, I felt I was hearing that replace criminal, and the fact that your brother, however, retired, your best friend's mother in law enforcement, what it means is that I take that validation, Desmond, and I slide it into now your field. In unrelated to their field, but now I'm in your field, and I still continue to get a proper high validation. So there's something in there, Desmond, that I'm impressed with in terms of 2015 being a good year for you. Now, you are 43 years old, and 43 is a good age for you. In numerology, it's a 7, so there's going to be something on a higher level this year that you're going to do. Do you yourself have any, have you ever had any interest in writing at all? Anything in the writing area? And this would be, you know, very creative writing.
Writing, not so much. No, not so much.
Not so much writing.
Huh? Right. No.
What's your occupation? What's your normal occupation, Desmond?
Work in a warehouse for Nestle, but I'm trying to study be holistic, like a holistic herbalist and Reiki, you know, Reiki master. So I don't know how that ties in or whatnot, but.
Oh, no, it does. It does. Number one, 43 is a 7. And now you holistic herbalist. So what I'm looking at, you know, that's the 7th chakra, which is the chakra of health, well-being. So you're actually entering in your age a level of energy that would be equated to the 7th chakra. And actually, holistic medicine is involved in the element of writing, especially if you're going to be, it's a highly evolved energy in some respects, Desmond, because you're either going to be writing about it, giving prescriptions, concocting things, and I don't know if you ever would even want to write a book about it or a syllabus or some sort of formal guideline to what you're practicing. But that might be something, you know, even if you turn it into a pamphlet so that you can equate certain herbs and medicines with your knowledge of how to best equip that with any particular personality or energy. But here's what I'm going to say, because we're running out of time. This is going to be a great year for you. I think that's the field, the 7th energy, that's where we're at in terms of your interests, if that's what you want to do. And, it's a real big high thumbs up on this.
Okay. All right.
Desmond, I know you called in at the tail end, so you're always welcome to give us a call back here. We're on Mondays and Wednesdays at 10 a.m.
Okay.
I guess you're Central Time. So. Thank you for your call, though. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. You can join us again. We hope you do on Monday. Monday, again, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central. I don't know all the time zones, but anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again soon. Bye.